More news about supermarkets now, or perhaps it's more about what's in their parking lots, or what should be in their parking lots, shopping carts. This is Return Shopping Carts to the Supermarket Month, and if that weren't enough, Oregon State Senator Lori Moniz Anderson has sponsored a bill to create a shopping cart hotline in her state. Senator Moniz Anderson joins us from Salem. Welcome to the program. And please tell us who should call the hotline if there is one.
Anyone who sees a shopping cart in their yard or on the street or at a local bus stop will call into this 24-hour toll-free phone number.
Sort of a neighborhood shopping cart watch, you're describing.
Neighborhood shopping cart watch.
What's the problem with shopping carts?
First of all, shopping carts are very expensive. And many who ride the bus or do not have a car use shopping carts to take their goods. Shopping carts vary from $100 up to $300 per shopping cart, and this is extremely expensive for the grocers, as well as it's a nuisance for the neighborhood.
Not to belittle their problem, but there are actually shopping carts that grocers are spending $300 for a piece?
Are those the motorized shopping carts? Yeah.
I see. Now, a few years ago, I was in San Francisco, where routinely the city collected shopping carts, and there was a sort of a pound where there were dozens and dozens of them, but they were taken from homeless encampments. So the homeless were using shopping carts to move their belongings around. And to what extent do you think we're talking about people taking a shopping cart to put their bedroll and their belongings in?
Well, that isn't really the intent of our legislation. This comes more grassroots from the neighborhood associations. Some renters were saying, well, I have no car, and there's no way that I can get groceries from the store to my home. But what will be unique about this legislation is every shopping cart is going to have a logo with the name of the store and the phone number on the outside. And I don't know if this will affect the homeless or not in taking a cart, but when someone sees that phone number, then they can call, and then the grocer or the retail outlet will then go and pick up the cart, and they have 72 hours to do that.
So under your bill, the responsibility for getting the shopping cart back to the store once it has been spotted by a good citizen, we hope it's not the same person who took the cart to that place, is with the grocer, is with the store owner. Yeah.
And this came from the Grocery Association. You're absolutely right. The retail store is contacted, and they have 72 hours to pick it up, and if not, then they're fined.
Do you think they'll do that? That is, if so many carts are being wheeled away from the grocery by shoppers, will they actually be able to dispatch people to round up these stray and sighted shopping carts?
Oh, well, this came from the Grocery Association here in the Northwest, the Northwest Grocery Association. They feel they can make this work, but of course they're going to have the retail and the grocery stores sign on to it. So it'll be interesting when we start having hearings to see the pros and cons of this particular legislation.
Well, Senator Moniz Anderson, thank you very much for talking with
thank
us.
Thank you.
That is Oregon State Senator Lori Moniz Anderson, who has sponsored a bill to create a shopping cart hotline in Oregon. This is, of course, Return Carts to the Supermarket Month.